Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Red Bank Sleep Shop, where customers send their friends. Visit redbanksleepshop.com. RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks, high school and rec teams, Route 71 in Wall. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives and trash talk, brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Barnabas Health, life is better, healthy. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations, including 4 within 15 minutes of the Monmouth campus. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court for all of tonight's action.
After winning 2 straight games in the middle of January, the Monmouth men's basketball team is looking to snap a pesky 4-game losing streak this Sunday matinee mat contest as the Hawks take to the road for this afternoon tilt in Jersey City against St. Peter's University. Monmouth comes in at 10-14, 4-9 in league play, while the Peacocks are 8-14, identically 4-9 in the league. These two teams come into this afternoon's contest tied for 8th in the MAC standings as we get ready for a must-win game for Monmouth University here on the Shore Sports Network. As joined by my broadcast partner this afternoon, Gary Colwall, I am Eddie Acapinti. Our buddy Brian Cedillo back in the studios engineering this broadcast. And Gary, let's begin where we left off Friday night at Fairfield when Monmouth dropped a crushing 60-56 game. The same mantra holds true today that held true then. MU in dire need of a win this afternoon for a couple reasons. One, they got to snap this losing streak. Two, this virtually a playoff game as they come in tied with this St. Peter's team in the league standings as we march towards that conference tournament on March 6th.
Yeah, this is a huge game for MU. Like you said, you got to get off the snide. You got to get a win. A couple losses in a row, and Thursday nights was tough to take, or Friday nights, pardon, at Fairfield. Of course, we all remember when we went down late in the game, but you got to put it out of your mind. It's a tough turnaround with the MAC play the way it is this year. Friday, Sunday, you get that day in between, kind of put it out of your head, get a day of practice in, and come in today hopefully with a clear mind and ready to get a victory.
Big, big matchup today, as we mentioned in the open. This one of 3 MAC games being played, but when you look at the MAC standings, Gary, at Monmouth and St. Peter's on the identical line, 4-9 in league play. The Peacocks come in to this game this afternoon in their home court, the Yannatelli Center, off a 66-53 home win over Siena. That, for them, snapped a 5-game losing streak, so they get back on the winning side of things. They haven't been great at home, but they do play much better here than they do on the road. And Monmouth has not had historically a lot of success against this team. It's the 28th time that these two squads have met, but St. Peter's holds a 19-8 advantage all time, including a couple of wins last time these teams played here.
Yeah, and like you said, the Hawks have not really fared well in this building in the past. The last time they played here actually was 24 hours of basketball marathon, a 6 a.m. game in 2009. That the Hawks played here at the Yannatelli Center. It was a 58-34 win for St. Peter's, and if I remember correctly, the Hawks did not shoot the ball well on that morning, but obviously a lot of other factors could have played in. But like you said, this is a game where the Hawks have to come in and get a win. You look at the standings, Hawks tied with St. Peter's at 4-9. If either of these teams have any aspirations of catching Siena or Marist at 6-7 right now, they're going to need to start with a win today to try to move up in the standings. The top 5 teams almost seem set at this point, but the bottom 6, a lot of figuring out still to be done.
This is our pregame show presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. Gary, for Monmouth this afternoon, a change that will bring back a sense of normalcy into the starting lineup. Josh James got his first collegiate start last game in place of classmate Justin Robinson. Justin gets the start again now today. The last game was the first game he hadn't started all season We know he's battling injuries. We also know that those two are going to play a lot of minutes. It doesn't matter who starts. It matters who finishes. But kind of a return to the original starting lineup from this year. As one big, Zach Tillman will start. We'll get into the starting lineup later. But how could that change the dynamic of this team, especially offensively, where they've struggled recently?
I think it's important, but like you said, it's not who starts, it's who finishes. And that's what it's going to come down to. Late in the game, we've kind of seen, I don't want to say a tale of two teams this year, but we've seen the late Hawks squad that can win at the buzzer. They've done that twice this year, that can win a game late. We've also seen the team that can't get one to go down late, and that's happened the last couple of times out. The game at Marist a couple weeks ago comes to mind. The game at Fairfield the other night comes to mind. Those are the ones that are tough to swallow. As fun as the buzzer beaters are as tough as those ones are to take. And I think, you know, these are two teams I think match up well with each other. I think we're going to see a good contest today.
St. Peter's is the second worst scoring offense in the MAC. They only average 63.5 points a game, but they are the top defensive team in this league. They average giving up about 67.5 points a game. They do allow the opposition to make some threes, but Gary, they rebound the ball well. They're a team that has individuals that can score, namely a Fordham transfer, Marvin Dominique. His running mate in the backcourt will be Desi Washington. But Dominique, you said it on the drive up. I know that name. Where's he from? And we've seen him before when he was a Fordham Ram. One of the good ones in the league. He gets 17 a game.
Yeah, he's sixth in the league in scoring, and he can really score the basketball. He's a big guy, Eddie. He's going to be a tough matchup for any of these young freshman forwards that MU has to match up with. Dominique comes in at 6'7", 215, scores the basketball 17 points a game, 8.8 rebounds a contest. He's going to be a handful, and he's going to be a guy that I think you have to key on. However, when you look at it, and I obviously haven't been on a lot of the broadcasts in some of these games, but I'm sure you've talked about it on the pregame shows. When a team comes in with a high score like that, the Hawks have done a fairly good job of containing that guy this year. Billy Barron in the game at Monmouth, they did an okay job in the second half. Antoine Mason, they shut down. So there's been some guys this year, George Beeman at Manhattan, that they've been able to kind of stop even when we key on.
It'll be Monmouth and St. Peter's. They renew the Hourglass rivalry, the brand-new rivalry between these two teams and Ryder. The Garden State MAC schools comprise this rivalry. We'll get into that in more detail on our broadcast. We'll take our only break here on our first Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. We'll get Gary's keys to the game, and we'll have the tip for you between Monmouth and St. Peter's, and it'll be right here on both 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, as well as the free Radio Pup app. MU and the Peacocks renew their Garden State rivalry, and it'll be here on your only source for MU hoops all season long, the Shore Sports Network. We welcome you back courtside to the Yannatelli Center here on campus at St. Peter's University. Get the starting lineup for both teams as we prepare for MU and the Peacocks. We'll first get the Monmouth starting lineup, and we'll get that from Gary. Today's Monmouth starting lineup is presented by McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great restaurant locations.
Anyway, kind of touched on it in the open, but the Hawks will go back to that lineup that started the first 16 games of the season. It'll be the freshman Justin Robinson running the point for MU, 8.2 points a game in his first season. Deion Jones, Monmouth's leading scorer, will be back in the starting lineup, joined by Andrew Nicholas at the guard spot. Tyrone O'Garrow finds his way back into the starting five, and O'Garrow, of course, such a huge presence down low, the sophomore forward. Zach Tillman will start at center. Eddie, these five started the first 16 games for MU. They went 7-9 in that time, but there were times where that starting lineup looked like the one until Coach Rice decided to change it up.
At the lineup that third-year head coach King Rice will send to the floor, as now the lineup that eighth-year head man John Dunn sent to the court. He led the St. Peter's team to the NCAA tournament back in 2011. His lineup will start with a freshman guard, ironically from Neptune, who didn't go to Neptune. He went to St. Peter's Prep. That's Travis White, 5'10 freshman. He'll be joined alongside redshirt junior Desi Washington, 6'2 guard from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, gets 13 points per game. Chris Burke is a 6'4 senior from down in Willingboro, New Jersey. Burke scores 6 a game. The front court is led by Marvin Dominique. He's a good one. 6'7 redshirt junior from Miramar, Florida. 17 points, 9 boards a game. And freshman center Quadir Welton, the 6'7 newcomer out of Philadelphia, will comprise the starting lineup. He, not the offensive threat that the rest of the players are, but the big body in the block, again, for John Dunn, the eighth-year head coach here at St. Peter's. As we'll now get Gary's keys to the game, presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Every day extraordinary.
Which one of these freshman forwards, or young forwards, I should say, including Tyrone O'Garrell into that, which one of these young forwards is going to match up and shut down Marvin Dominique? Like we said, he's a big guy. He comes in at 6'7". Will it be Zach Tillman? Will it be Chris Brady? Will it be Tyrone O'Garrell? Who's going to be the guy who can kind of lock him down tonight? You said it. St. Peter's doesn't score the ball with a whole lot of efficiency. So if Monmouth can shut down Dominique, you take out a major chunk of their scoring.
Yeah, Gary, I think the key really will be, can Monmouth shut down the major St. Peter's scoring option, Dominique, and make one or two of these other complimentary players beat you? Again, they only score 64 a game, second to last in the league, but they are the best defensive team in the conference, so we will keep an eye on that. Hawks in their road, Midnight Blues, St. Peter's in their home whites. We are ready for action as Zach Tillman will jump things up with Kadir Welton. Hawks moving left to right, Peacocks right to left, and we're ready for action Sunday afternoon in Jersey City. The tip controlled by Welton, and St. Peter's will have the afternoon's first possession. This is the freshman White. Dribbles himself to the right wing, guarded by the MU freshman Robinson. Gets a screen from Welton. Throws it right corner. That's Washington working around the perimeter now. Top of the key, White. Swing it right wing. This is Chris Burke. Back up top to White. Pumps it three. Into the lane. Nowhere to go. Out to Washington. Couple of dribbles. Pull for two. At one an air ball. Right to the arms of Deion Jones.
Justin Robinson flying around defensively on that first possession.
He now has it for Monmouth. Top of the key. Guarded by Weish. Throw over for O'Garrell on the left wing. Back to Robinson. Finds Nicholas top of the key. Spins in the lane. Picks up his dribble. Throws it out top of the key. This will be Jones. Now back to Robinson. Reinitiate with 14 on the clock. Robinson directing traffic. Bounces it over to O'Garrell. Tyrone has it taken away by Travis Weish. 4-on-3 for St. Peter's. Weish will pull it back out. Wait for his teammates to join him. No score. 1 minute gone by. Burke has it right wing, throws back to Weish, top of the key, as he'll get his instructions from the bench. Now throws to Burke, guarded by Nicholas. 16 on the shot clock. Left hand dribble to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Now throws it over. This is Marvin Dominique. Well above the 3-point line. Now to Weish. Shot clock comes all the way down to 5 seconds. High ball screen from Dominique. Weish with a power dribble. To the basket, off the window, too strong. Rebound to Welton. He falls, and a foul is called with 18:25 to go in the first half.
Welton really imposing his size. He also comes in 6'7", 220. Tillman with not a bad box out there, but Welton was kind of just able to out-muscle him for that basketball. The Hawks played 34 seconds, a good D there, and got a missed shot. Just couldn't get the offensive rebound.
Inbound, Washington. Triple from the right corner. That'll give St. Peter's an early 3-0 lead. Robinson from Monmouth back the other way. Throws right corner for Deion Jones. Entry pass to Tillman. Zach Tillman. Nice move. We'll put one in off the window. It's a good, strong move from Tillman to cut this to a 1-point St. Peter's lead. Dominique drives from the left wing, and he is fouled by Tyrone O'Garrell. Monmouth's second foul. 17:53 to go. And Gary, this St. Peter's team has some pretty good resume wins, even though they're only 8-14 overall. Remember back, way back, December the 14th, they actually beat Seton Hall in overtime. It was actually a Desi Washington desperation three at the buzzer that tied that game. He had 34 against the Pirates.
That's a quality win. We saw Seton Hall earlier in the year. They had some talent. They have had some injuries, though.
Welton, an air ball. Loose ball now. Comes down to Burke. No reset of the shot clock. 20 to go. Weiss from the left wing, guarded by Deion Jones. Top of the key, around a screen from Welton. Into the lane. Kick out. Burke, triple try. No good. Rebound comes down to Zach Tillman. Outlet pass to Robinson. Nicholas pumps it three, gets Washington in the air. Now pulls inside the arc. Barely hit the bottom of the rim. Rebound to Desi Washington. Peacocks lead 3-2, 17-10 to go first half. Travis Weiss drives on Robinson, And Robinson called for a foul as Weish was going to the basket. Already three quick fouls on MU. None on the Peacocks. 17:09 to go in the first.
And Weish is a guy, just early on, just my take on it, he's a guy who's going to hoist anything at the basket. I mean, he gets inside, and two of these three shots he's taken, he's been falling to the ground. He's just kind of throwing it at the rim, so you got to be alert to that. He'll throw anything up there.
73% foul shooter. Makes the first one. Mentioned it that he's a Neptune native, but he did his prep time up here at St. Peter's Prep. Into the game for the first time, Elias Desport, 6'7 sophomore from Sweden, as Weish has one more free throw. Missing that one short, Nicholas with the rebound, so it's a 4-2 St. Peter's lead. MU back the other way with Robinson, throws right corner to Nicholas. He's fouled by Desi Washington, 16:59 to go in our first half. And Gary, I have a sinking feeling that we have a long afternoon on our hands if these are the kinds of fouls we're going to see called.
Yeah, we've seen that before at times this year, but they always kind of catch up to each other.
Under 17 to go. Robinson down low to Tillman. Lefty shot is missed. Tipped rebound a couple times out to Chris Burke. Burke now streaking back the other way. One-on-one scoop layup around Robinson. St. Peter's takes a 6-2 lead.
Tough pass there down low. Tillman doubled in the post. Elias Desport was all over him, and then Dominique came from the backside, and Tillman couldn't get a clean look.
Nicholas drains a long two top of the key to cut the lead to 6-4. Nearing our first timeout. 6-4 St. Peter's with an early lead. Peacocks do not play fast. Seeing them in the half court here. Washington pick and pop for three. That one's no good. Tillman with the rebound. Outlet pass to Robinson. Wait for his teammates to join him. Now throws it right corner to Nicholas. Leaves one down low to O'Garrell. Quadruple teamed in the block, and he lost it. Weish the other way. Two on one with Burke. Bounce pass that Robinson picks away. Robinson with the steal in transition. Back the other way. Spin in the lane on Desport. Wild shot is missed off the back of the window. Desport with the rebound. Let's go back the other way with St. Peter's. Washington pumps it three, gets to the basket, will lay it in. 8-4 Peacocks.
Washington's got that quick first step. He makes a move and he cuts to his left there, and you're not going to stop him. He was by Justin Robinson before Robinson even knew what was going on.
Washington's right shoelace has actually come undone. MU could get the ball to Nicholas here. Pretty sure he could get to the basket. Dribble handoff for Nicholas. Drives on Washington. Cut off three different ways. Swarmed. Goes falling to the ground. Gets a pass over to O'Garrow with 11 on the shot clock. Robinson, top of the key. Six on the clock. Robinson, stop and go. Right into the chest of Dominique, who got a partial block. Robinson to beat the shot clock is an air ball. And that possession will get us to the media timeout. Monmouth's offensive struggles continue the first 5 minutes here as they trail St. Peter's 8-4, 15 minutes to go in our first half, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Courtside at the Yannatelli Center, Monmouth trailing St. Peter's 8-4 here in our first half, 15 minutes to go. Peacocks will control one of three games going on in MAC play today. Canisius hosting Iona, big one in the league, and Niagara and Manhattan playing. Some other scores to get you caught up on from yesterday's action. We'll do that during the course of our broadcast. As Monmouth with a couple of subs into the game, see Chris Brady as well as Greg Nowak into the game as Monmouth plays zone. St. Peter's moving it around the perimeter here. Weish, corner, Washington three, too strong. Tipped rebound, Deion Jones battles with Chris Roll for it. About eight players get their hands on the basketball. Jump ball will give it over to MU as Roll, one of two new Peacocks to check into the game, along with Ty Gaskins, number 13. Hasn't been the prettiest first 6 minutes of offensive basketball, Gary. Either way, Hawks trail 8-4.
It hasn't been pretty, but the St. Peter's defense is causing a lot of problems for Monmouth offensively.
Jones spins in the lane. Tough shot is missed. Rebound tipped a couple of times. Over to Greg Nowak. Out to Nicholas for three. No good. Chris Brady offensive rebound. His putback is blocked. Roll the player that got it. Peacocks back the other way. Weish bounce pass down low. This is Welton. Spins on Brady and a foul. Already Monmouth's fourth foul with 13:52 to go in this first half.
between Roll, Welton, Dominique, Desport earlier. Those bigs down low are making it next to impossible for Monmouth to get to the rim.
As Quadir Welton will go to the line. You're right. St. Peter's defense collapse very well when the ball gets into the paint as Welton makes his first free throw. Josh James, Max DeLeo check in for MU, as well as Howard Sellers for St. Peter's. You know, Sellers' name on the jersey, as Welton makes two. His name on the jersey spelled one way, his name on the roster spelled another way. I wonder who's going to win that battle. It's ARS on his jersey. It's ERS right here.
Huh. Interesting.
Hawks trail 10-4, 13:35 left first half. James finds Nicholas, down low Brady, strong catch, and he is hammered on the way up by Howard Sellers. The St. Peter's crowd didn't like the call. It was a lot of contact. And Brady will go to the line for two. That's going to get called, Gary, every time, even if you get all ball. Whenever you do that downward swipe action, it's always going to get called.
Yeah, when you hammer down, they're always going to get you on that, especially early in this game. A lot of that's going to get called immediately in the way that things have gone so far today.
Brady misses his first one. Desport back in for Quadir Welton. Hawks have struggled offensively recently. Doing so again here as Brady goes one of two. Got a friendly bounce. 10-5 now our score. Josh James will pick up Travis Weish full court. Now MU will bring pressure. They bring it with Nowak. Weish picks up his dribble. Sellers breaks the timeline with 26 on the clock. Ahead to Gaskins. His try is an ill-advised shot off the back of the iron. Brady with a rebound. Outlet pass to James. Finds DeLeo. Now back to James. Top of the key, Nowak. Extra pass, Nicholas. To the basket. Cross court finds it, DeLeo. Pumps it three. Gets Sellers in the air to the basket. Wild layup by Max is missed. Right into the arms of Chris Brady, who will lay it in to cut this to a 10-7 game.
Good work down low these last couple of possessions by Chris Brady. Through the foul a couple of moments ago, and that time fighting for the offensive rebound. It's going to be a battle for him today, and he's really going to have to work to out-muscle these St. Peter's bigs for rebounds.
And this is a low-scoring affair. That's how the Peacocks are going to want it. They lead 10-7 with the basketball. Chris Roll, top of the key. Left wing, Elias Desport. Drives on Brady, lost the ball. Now gets it back, picks up his dribble, bounces it down low. Roll, kick out. This is Gaskins. Thought at three. One on the shot clock. High arcing shot. He didn't get the shot off. You didn't hear a horn go off, but that will be a shot clock violation on the Peacocks.
That time it was Nowak. And good D there from the freshman Greg Nowak getting out on his man. And Nicholas came over to help late. And St. Peter's unable to get a shot off. That's what you're looking for.
Officials talking to the table crew, because not only did a horn not go off there, but St. Peter's got subs in with no horn as Dominique and Burke have checked back in. Hawks trail 10-7, 12:15 to go first half. James, alley-oop to Brady. Tried it once, got it back, tried it again. It was blocked by Desport. Out to DeLeo. Picks up his dribble. Bounces it down low to Nowak. He'll lay it in. There's a ton of contact down low. That's got to be an and one as Monmouth cuts it to one.
And Nowak with a great job to turn, spin, and get to the rim. Brady was unable to do it once. They reversed. They came to the weak side with Nowak, and he was able to go up and in.
As St. Peter's breaks the pressure, Dominique will glide to the basket and lay it in to give St. Peter's a 12-9 lead. You know, how is the ball called so tightly on the perimeter, but down low, kind of letting them go?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, now, granted, there have been a lot of clean blocks by St. Peter's, but there's been a lot of contact down there as well.
Nicholas spins in the lane, throws one up. He got hammered too, and that went into the arms of Marvin Dominique.
Kind of inconsistent early on in the officiating category.
12-9 Peacocks lead. Drive here by Sellers. Kick out to Weish. Going to call for a screen from Dominique. Now reset the offense with 11:10 to go. Peacocks lead by three. Weish around a screen. Kick into the corner. Sellers. Left-hand dribble to the elbow. To Dominique, top of the key. Pull up from the elbow. Wave off the shot attempt. That travel will get us to the media timeout. 11:02 to go in our first half. St. Peter's 12, MU 9. And we're back in 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. The members of the New Jersey Education Association work to make public schools great for every child. Here courtside at the Yannatelli Center, Monmouth trails St. Peter's 12-9. We'll take a quick look for the first time at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. The scores around the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. One game yesterday, Quinnipiac defeated Ryder 82-61. Two other games going on now, Gary. Iona leads at Canisius 15-14, 14 minutes to go first half in Buffalo. And Manhattan leads at Niagara 10-3, 15 minutes to go there. So in two of these three MAC games, offense a struggle early on. That Iona-Canisius game is going to be fun and up and down. The other two games, not so much.
That Iona-Canisius game is going to be high scoring, no doubt about that. But, yeah, in Manhattan and Niagara, I mean, Niagara only 3 points in the first 5 or so minutes of that game, and we're at 12-9 here in 9 minutes in.
And these teams combine to shoot 8 of 25 early on. Hawks have it here. They try to go down low to Zach Tillman. Tillman has to go all the way out to the three-point line to retrieve the pass. Reset the lineups as Tillman's checked in along with Deion Jones for MU. Jamel Fields into the game for the first time for St. Peter's. Max DeLeo thought at three. Now will drive to the basket. Runs into Tillman. Throws up an air ball. Deion Jones collects it and puts it in to cut the St. Peter's lead back to one.
It's almost like you have to try to leak somebody down to the opposite side of where the play is to beat these St. Peter's bigs.
Monmouth here, Gary, forcing a turnover as Howard Sellers travels and gets taken out of the game in favor of Desi Washington. Hawks trail 12-11, nearing the midway point here in our first half. MU hasn't led yet in this one, and I think to your point, St. Peter's collapses defensively. When MU gets it inside, keep your shooters outside, get your offense inside out. Here, Tillman with a tough catch and lay-in. Nice find from Greg Nowak, and John Dunn takes a timeout as Monmouth takes their first lead, 13-12. And Gary, here we see Coach Rice use a different tactic to get the ball down low. He used the big-to-big pass and a nice find from Nowak.
Yeah, and like you said, to speak to your point, work it high-low if you can. The bigs are collapsing down low. If a big is catching the ball in the post, you have shooters on the outside. You have Nicholas and DeLeo that time were on the outside, I believe. You can get it out to them. But in the same regard, you can find the weak man down low, just like they've done a couple of times. That was exactly what happened on Deion Jones' bucket a couple of possessions ago. Tillman couldn't find anything on his side and actually missed a shot, but Jones was right there, and there was nobody on that side.
And I think, Gary, the key is St. Peter's inbounds midway here, first half. The key was Tillman was the lone post player in the game. So there was no one else to kind of drag the post players down low. As with Monmouth pressuring full, Greg Nowak commits a foul right near midcourt. Monmouth's fifth foul, Nowak's first. St. Peter's will inbound.
Nowak, I think, just kind of got caught up in the run there. Just inadvertently got a hand in getting up the floor.
Yeah, got to move his feet a little better. 9:50 and counting to go. Jamel Fields will run the show for St. Peter's. He's on the floor with Washington, Welton, Dominique, and Burke. Dominique guarded by Nowak, has it left wing extended. Nowak pressures up on Dominique. Hand off to Fields. 17 on the shot clock. Jamel Fields dribbles himself all the way to the right wing. Tried to drive on DeLeo. Deion Jones came over to take it away. Jones, 1-on-3 to the basket. Cannot get it to go. Rebound to Jamel Fields. 9:18 to go first half. Fields will back things out, reset the offense. Again, this game right in line with where St. Peter's likes to play pace-wise. Welton over to Fields on the wing. Couple of dribbles inside the arc, picked up by Jones. Now dribbles himself top of the key, now into the left corner. Throws to Marvin Dominique for three. That one off the back of the iron. Welton had the rebound, but lost it right into the arms of Max DeLeo. DeLeo, the other way, has a pass deflected out of bounds by Washington. Monmouth will keep it. 8:51 to go, first half. Weish Desport check back for St. Peter's. Chris Brady will check in for MU. He'll take out Nowak, and Nicholas will come in. He'll take out Max DeLeo. Apparently, subhorns are optional. Tough to know when a guy's going in if you don't hear the...
Yeah, I missed a couple earlier. I didn't hear the horn.
There's only so much I can remember, and I know when I hear the horn, there's a new player in the game.
Yeah, you immediately just look across the floor.
Yeah, you got to make it easy for us.
Yep.
Hawk ball, 14 on the shot clock, working it around the perimeter here. Josh James dribbles himself to the right wing, picks up his dribble. Has to go top of the key to Jones, 5 on the shot clock. Deion Jones, crossover at the elbow, pull up, is blocked, and a jump ball will be called. Burke was all over him. On the alternate possession, St. Peter's will get it back, trailing MU by 1, Hawks lead 13-12.
And that was a possession where Deion Jones kind of took it himself, and when he got to the elbow there, there were two guys right on him, but the only guy open was across the floor, probably would have been intercepted anyway.
8-10 to go in our first half. Monmouth leading 13-12. Hawks playing zone here. St. Peter's works it around the perimeter. Over to Chris Burke, his three off the mark. Marvin Dominique tracks down the rebound. New shot clock here for the hosts. Top of the key, Travis Weish. Over on the left wing to Burke. That's the player in Washington they got to watch. He has it now on the right wing. Back to Weish, around a screen from Desport. Over to Burke. Burke will put it on the floor. Jump stop in the lane. His floater is way off. Rebound to Nicholas. Outlet pass to James. Josh James on the run. Navigates through traffic. Now picks up his dribble. Throws it to Nicholas on the wing. Down low, it's Zach Tillman. Tillman spins on Desport. He is hacked on the way up, but Brady's tip is good, and the foul with 7:24 to go in our first half. Chris Brady will shoot a free throw for a three-point play when we return. Hawks lead 15-12, 7:24 to go in our first half, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. University Subs, located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch, is not only a Monmouth favorite, but U Subs offers free delivery to the dorms. MU students and employees receive 10% off of their total order as well. And fans, while we have a minute, we'd like to thank our premier sponsors this basketball season: World Subaru, Coca-Cola, McLuhan's Restaurants, and Turf Taco. We thank you for your tremendous support all season long. As Gary, I had the basket pre-whistle wrong. It wasn't Brady, it was Nicholas, the player among the wall of humanity, who had the tip in. He then hits this free throw to convert a conventional three-point play. So MU leads 16-12 with 7:24 to go here in our first half. Josh James out, Justin Robinson in for the Monmouth lineup.
A massive humanity is a good way to describe that last one. There was a lot of players right in that scrum.
There were a lot of arms and kind of flapping around. I went Brady, the tallest guy. I figure he would have got it.
Right.
Hawks lead by 4. St. Peter's back the other way. Desi Washington too strong on a 3. Brady with the rebound. The outlets to Robinson. Hand off to Deion Jones. Picks up his dribble. Now works its way over to Nicholas on the right wing. Under 7 to go in our first half. Nicholas throws to O'Gara, who's back in the corner. Top of the key, Robinson. Left-hand dribble will bounce it over on the wing to Deion Jones. Right back to Robinson. Couple of steps inside the arc. Picks up his dribble. Jones, top of the key. Hand back to Robinson. 8 on the shot clock. O'Gara with Dominique on him. To the basket. He is fouled by Marvin Dominique. The fourth foul on St. Peter's with 6:33 to go in our first half. And I think that's what bothers coaches, Gary. They're still debating, is it in the act of shooting or on the floor? I think they're going to say the act of shooting. That's an even tougher call to go against St. Peter's, because I thought it was on the floor. What I think infuriates coaches, and at least broadcasters from our point of view, you call that foul, but you don't call the hacking down low on the block. And that's what I think a lot of players, coaches are upset about, is O'Gara makes the first free throw.
Right, keep it consistent or don't. I mean, that they haven't been consistent so far. And you're right. And the thing that kind of gets me about it is they don't call the hack down low, but they call Greg Nowak at half court.
Like a foul 30 feet from the basket where the player's not making a move. Mm-hmm. There's no offensive intent. O'Gara missed his second free throw. St. Peter's pulled down the rebound. They'll now have it with Monmouth leading 17-12. 6:10 to go in our first half. Desport drives, kicks. Burke left corner three is too strong. Robinson with the rebound. St. Peter's player hits the deck. Hawks have numbers. Another St. Peter's player hits the deck, but this one is an offensive foul on Chris Brady. Brady cleared out Elias Desport, giving it back to St. Peter's.
Brady definitely cleared him out, and it was probably a foul anyway, but Desport did not attempt to keep himself on his feet.
Tillman in, Brady out. Burke will take a seat. Player that checked in for St. Peter's. was Ty Gaskins, the junior from Roswell, Georgia.
The thing that's kind of interested me on Mama's side defensively here is they've gone zone these last few possessions, and St. Peter's has gotten open looks from three and missed them. Maybe not the worst strategy for Coach Rice's squad.
Travis Weiss drives, kicks. Dominique from 15 is no good. Ball out of bounds off of Desport. Hawks will get it back. New St. Peter's players in as Roll and Welton will come back on. Gary, the St. Peter's team, again, the worst offensive, or rather second to worst offensive team in the league. They only shoot 40%, 30% from three. They do allow the opposition a decent percentage from three, so they are offensively challenged, and it's been a tough offensive first half all the way around. Deion Jones has his shot blocked. Jeez, two or three players could get credit for that one. Now St. Peter's will come back the other way. Gaskins bounces it down low to Welton. Spins on Tillman. His shot is missed, but a foul is called on Zach Tillman. It'll be two free throws as Monmouth picks up their seventh foul. And I feel as though we belabor this point too much, but it warrants it. This game just has zero pace and flow to it, with Monmouth leading 17-12, 5:16 to go in our first half. And that getting old, by the way.
I wasn't going to comment on it until you did.
Welton misses his first free throw. DeLeo comes in. Fans listening on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com on the free radio Pup app. You hear what looks to be a guy telling Gary and I to be quiet when St. Peter's goes to the line. It's their PA announcer being clever as Welton misses his second free throw right into the arms of Tyrone O'Gara. Hawks moving it here near the five-minute mark in the first half. They lead 17-12. Left wing, Deion Jones. He'll try a three. He'll put it in. Hawks on top. 20-12, and hey, if the defense is going to sag down, try from outside.
Yeah, Deion Jones' defender actually stepped back on that one, and Jones kind of just in motion in the offense. I don't think really anybody else expected him to put that up.
Offensive foul here on Travis Weiss as he bowled over Justin Robinson. The freshman-on-freshman matchup in favor of MU. There, Weiss way too out of control. As the Hawks will get it back. Jamel Fields, Marvin Dominique in. Weiss and Welton will take a seat. Gary, we talked about how ugly this first half has been offensively, yet MU doing enough to have an 8-point lead right now.
Yeah, and they sure are, and they've gone on a little bit of a run here. Knocked down a couple of shots, and they've done it both ways now. The last couple of possessions, they've done it down low. Jones stepping out to hit the three.
Hawks controlling up eight. Max DeLeo, drive. Kick, Robinson for three. Back iron. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It was either Nicholas or Washington. They'll say Red, the player that tipped it out. So St. Peter's gets it back. 4:20 to go in the first half. That has Monmouth leading 20-12. Fields will run the point for St. Peter's as we near the under four media timeout. Stay tuned, fans, at halftime. We'll be joined by Asbury Park Press reporter Josh Newman. Get his thoughts on this half as Deion Jones with a steal taps it ahead to DeLeo, left-handed breakaway layup to put Monmouth up 22-12, and credit the hustle of Deion Jones there as John Dunn forced to take a timeout with 4:02 to go in our first half. What a play, Gary, end-to-end action.
All Deion Jones right there. He did get it ahead to DeLeo, who actually went 1-on-3 and put it in with the left hand, but Deion Jones somehow, like a receiver, kept himself in bounds, kept the ball in bounds, kind of just curled it forward across half court and was able to keep it in bounds, and Max picked it up on the run and put it in. Hawks with a 22-12 lead, and they've looked good these last couple of minutes. I think it has started on the defensive end, and we touched on it a little bit, moving to the 2-3 zone. St. Peter's only shoots 30% from downtown. The Hawks are probably more than willing to let them take those shots because they haven't. They've missed them.
James in for Robinson. It's a great point. You know, zone is a funny thing. It can work sometimes. It cannot work sometimes. So far in the first half, Coach Rice pushing the right buttons. St. Peter's breaks the MU pressure. They'll bring it into the front court. Gaskins for three. Too strong there. Nicholas comes crashing in to get the rebound. Outlet to James. Monmouth wants the push. James to the basket, missing a layup. Rebound out of bounds off St. Peter's. The Hawks will get it back when we return. 3:40 to go in our first half. MU, their largest lead of the game, on top of St. Peter's 22-12. And we'll come back after a 30-second timeout here on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, we invite you to stay connected with the Monmouth Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. We want you to follow at MU Hawks on Twitter, like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, and visit youtube.com/Monmouth Hawks and find all pages associated with MU Athletics at one spot. GoMUHawks.com/connect. Oh, did I forget one? Well, maybe it's because my broadcast partner, Gary Kowal, is about to put a brand new picture up on the Monmouth Athletics Instagram account. Just follow at MU Hawks. It's the same name as on Twitter. On Instagram, Gary posted a couple photos earlier. Great game action on there now. Fans, it's YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Make sure you stay connected with the Hawks on every way of social media.
For sure.
Word.
Not much else to say. You said it all.
Sorry, I talked too much. Nicholas, inbound to Deion Jones. Deion will lay it in. MU doubling up St. Peter's now. Gary, they're on a bit of a scoring run to lead 24-12.
I love that play out of the inbound. Quick strike, finding Deion Jones open, cutting to the rim.
3:20 and counting here on our first half. Travis Weish, top of the key for St. Peter's, guarded by Monmouth Josh James. Weish drives to the right wing, picks up his dribble. Bounces it top of the key to Burke, being watched by Deion Jones. Burke, left-hand dribble to the elbow. Down low, Dominique. It's Nicholas in the air and then puts one in off the window. Hawks up by 10, coming back the other way. Top of the key, Max DeLeo gets Washington in the air. Now tries a three. That one way short. Washington with the rebound. He wants the push. Leaves one behind for Burke. Picks up his dribble. Over to Dominique. Wanted three. Now tries three. Misses it short. Burke comes crashing in for the rebound. New possession here for St. Peter's with 2:35 to go in the first half. Hawks up by 10, 24-14, and a whistle. Away from the ball as James was battling with Dominique. That foul will be Monmouth's ninth foul. It'll put Marvin Dominique at the line for 1-1. It's the eighth team foul. James picks up his first. Interesting matchup there. Dominico's about 6'7", James about 6'2". Sub into the game, Quadir Welton will check back on. The way this game has gone, Monmouth is actually burning up the net at 35% because St. Peter's, Gary, before that last possession, shooting 22%. Dominique misses the free throw. The ball goes out of bounds off of Burke. So the Hawks will get it back, leading 24-14, 2:28 to go in our first half. It's not a first half for the faint of heart, I'll tell you that. James throws left wing for Jones. Now works it over on the right wing to Tyrone O'Gara. Washington hits the deck. Nicholas gets him in the air. His floater is good. Hawks back on top by 12.
Nice little ball movement there from MU and Nicholas ducking inside.
Under two to go, first half. Weish controls with James on him. Left-hand dribble. He'll go over to the left wing. Dribble still alive as he goes now to the top of the key. 16 on the shot clock. St. Peter's takes a long time to get into their offensive sets. Weish drives into the corner. He's double-teamed by Nicholas and James. Lost it. Loose ball. Shot clock didn't reset. Still St. Peter's basketball. 4 seconds to go. Three on the clock. Hoist up by Washington is off the back of the iron. Rebounded Deion Jones. Jones ahead to Nicholas. Will drive on Washington. Spins down low. Picks up his dribble and puts it in to give MU a 14-point lead. 28-14.
And Nicholas caught that ball on the run in the corner from Jones. Looked like he was poised to hoist up a three. Kind of lost his footing for one little step there. Couldn't get a clean three off.
Hawks all over St. Peter's here as they go to Welton. He'll drive to Weish. Nice backdoor cut. Travis Weish will lay it in with 1 minute to go. Monmouth now leads 28-16.
O'Gara just missing a block on that one. But you got to close the half strong, get a bucket here, and get a stop.
Under 1 minute to go in our first half. Hawks moving it here offensively. Again, stay tuned. Halftime, we'll go over out-of-town scores, first half stats. Talk to Josh Newman as well. Nicholas, double team. Finds a cutting James. Throws over to Ogero. His shot is blocked out of bounds. The Hawks will inbound with 10 on the shot clock. 37 seconds to go in our first half. And Gary, Coach Rice will take a 30-second timeout. Essentially to draw up a play here. MU up 28-16. You said it correctly earlier in the half. They're turning defense to offense, which has been key, because this game had really no rhythm offensively, but MU did a good job converting on fast break points, and they've built a nice little 12-point lead.
Yep, they really have done a good job these last couple of minutes, and they've generated defense and offense. Just like you said, they've swarmed the ball defensively, but I don't know if I can stress it enough. They moved to zone, which has helped them control St. Peter's inside while allowing St. Peter's to take more jump shots from the outside. They're 1 of 9 from three at last check. I think they're 1 of 10 now after that last chuck at the end of the shot clock. So 1 of 10 from three. I think Coach Rice would sign for that all day long.
Monmouth will inbound. 10 on the shot clock. Again, leading by 12. Inbound to Ogero. Hand off to Nicholas. He's right elbow. Hands off to Jones. Jones in front of Dominique for two. That one's off the front of the iron. Ogero with an offensive rebound. Jones is going to go to the basket and lay it in to give MU a 30-16 lead.
And interestingly enough, when they got the offensive rebound, they told Deion Jones to hold for one, but he already had a head of steam to the basket. I don't have any problem with him getting to the rim and putting that one home.
Especially since the shot went in.
Right.
10 seconds to go, first half. St. Peter's will try to get one more possession here, and they will not. Burke throws one into the stands. So with 7.4 seconds to go in the half, Monmouth up 14 will get another possession.
It worked out. They got the last possession of the half, presumably, it looks like, anyway.
Looks like Deion knew what was going to happen anyway. Never doubt him again, as Jamel Fields will check in for Travis Weish for defensive reasons. We'll see if MU can get a clean look here in the final 7 seconds. Inbound to James. James with four. Now three. Right at Fields. To the basket. Has his shot pinned out of bounds by Quadir Welton. 0.4 to go in the first half.
A little bit of a late trigger on the clock. I think you could put a couple of ticks back on, but it doesn't look like they're going to. You got to get it in and shoot it quick.
So Nicholas will inbound. Again, just 0.4. Inbound to DeLeo. Catch and shoot for three. He's thrown to the ground. The shot wouldn't have counted anyway, but he got thrown to the ground. No call, and we'll end the first half with Monmouth leading 30-16. DeLeo is down and not moving. And here's my point. Max DeLeo is a pretty tough kid. Quadir Welton kind of threw him to the ground a little bit. And that's even, I don't know if they're going to talk about it. I'd go to the monitor, personally.
Yeah, I think you have to. He got hit before he threw the ball up. The ball wouldn't have counted if it went in because he didn't shoot it in time. But he got hit before the clock ran out. He got hit on his way up, which would have been with time still on the clock. And he's real slow to get up. He's kind of favoring his left leg, it looks like.
A player who's had teeth knocked out, had stitches this year, not falling just for no reason, as they'll take a look at Max DeLeo now. We'll take a break here and get ourselves together at halftime. Monmouth all over St. Peter's in the first 20 minutes, 30-16. We'll take a look at first half stats, the Max scores, and we'll talk to our good friend Josh Newman during our halftime break after a 2-minute break here on the Shore Sports Network.